Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. My dear brothers, we have been talking about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among that, yesterday on Jum'ah, we talked about the best dhikr, which is sending salah and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you think about it, the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties upon us is the ba'atha of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sending us the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us and gave us the blessings of Islam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't grant us any other blessing, that would be more than enough. So one way of showing gratitude is by sending salah and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Continuing with that is one way of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one way of dhikr, is to be in a state of gratitude at all times, the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there are people who are thankful and there are people who are ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا, that we have guided them to the path, and among them are those who are grateful and those who are kafur, those are ungrateful, those who cover the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or deny them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of what percentage of people are grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, there are only a few who are truly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made the proclamation that we all know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this proclamation that if indeed you are among the grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his bounties on you. And he has also warned us of the other, and if you deny, then indeed the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used a lot of articles of ta'keed, of stressing both of these. He is telling us to release the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its true sense. You have to show gratitude. Unfortunately, we don't even realize what we should show gratitude for. Generally, most of us think of material things. And even in that, we don't show gratitude, let alone every moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity is overwhelming us. There are people who used to respond to a question of how are you by saying, we are immersed in the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gives us even though we don't deserve. And our state is that we don't show gratitude to the one who's most deserving. So we should think about this. Gratitude is shown first at the level of the heart, that the qalb should recognize the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should properly assign it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to feel gratefulness and to feel overwhelmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity. The tongue should express it. We should talk about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this at the end of Surah Duha, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, so declare and talk about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the level of the tongue, after that, we should also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Him at all times. And finally, we should show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our actions and through using the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ubudiyah, for His worship. So the worship of the eyes, as they have said, is to reveal what is good. And if the eyes should see something bad, they should veil it. The ears should listen to that which is good and reject that which is bad. The tongue should be used in glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in calling people towards the deen, in enjoining good and forbidding what is evil, in consoling people. And it should not be used in other ways like backbiting and slander and lies. Similarly, there is the use of every part of a body in obedience. The hand should not take anything that it does not belong to the person, and it should not withhold from giving the rights of others and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on. Similarly, the use of time, which is the essence of our life, is to be used in the ubudiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should recognize not just the physical bounties and the financial rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, but things like when we do an act of obedience, a good deed, we should not attribute it to ourselves, because that is denial of the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly if we have done something that is worthy of praise, especially which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires us to do. So, someone has said, I don't know what I should show greater gratitude for. The best of my acts of obedience, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled me to do, or the worst of my deeds that He has veiled from people, so that I am of a status of who I am, whereas people have no clue as to my reality. So every moment we should be in shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our acts of obedience are purely inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be able to complete an act of obedience is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our acts of generosity is because of opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, and then open our hearts and our hands to be able to fulfill that. Even the difficulties that come to us, we should be grateful for, because through this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purifying us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were not to expose us to these difficult times, we would meet Him in a state of a lot of sinfulness. Yet it is His grace that He puts us through hardships so that He may remove our sayyi'at, our mistakes, our sinfulness. So every moment we should be thankful. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. It's true that we can never count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we don't even realize the majority of them. So let us be among those few that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says are grateful, and show gratitude in our hearts, to show gratitude with our tongues, and to show gratitude with our actions, to use all of His bounties in His obedience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the shakkareen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the dhakkareen, who are always in remembrance of Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us as His true slaves that we are, and help us to reach Him in a state of shukr to him. Jazakallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.